Welcome to episode one of the Hard Count, all things Indiana sports. I'm Ben Kaufman.
And I'm Royce Ward. Today we have a special guest, Sam Bowles, with us here, senior at Cathedral High School.
Yep.
Today we're going to be, what's our first topic here today, Ben?
So we're going to start off talking a little Indiana sports, maybe the hottest team.
We're talking about actually on this podcast.
Correct. But we're going to start with the number one team in Indiana sports, the Indianapolis Colts.
Okay.
Led by Indiana Jones.
Okay. Super Bowl contender, I would say. Number one team in the AFC currently.
If they can beat the Jaguars.
Which they probably can't.
Can we win in Jacksonville?
No.
Haven't in a long time.
That's like asking if Ben can shoot under par. Can't.
I have before, but okay.
No. Not in the tournament.
Yeah.
Yeah, I have. But okay. So, what do we want to talk about with the Colts? So, 6-1. Daniel Jones, does he have a case for MVP?
Yes. Next year.
Yes, but he won't win it.
Next year.
Because they don't want him to.
No, because he hasn't had a positive record.
No, that's what I'm saying. Like he would have to throw 155 touchdowns to win it.
Like at this 167.
Point, at this point, Jonathan Taylor has a higher chance to win it
because he's the best running back I've ever seen.
No.
Like actually, I don't think he doesn't have a chance to win it either.
No, he just give it to a quarterback.
It's going
to
be probably like Josh Allen.
Who's going to win rookie offense player of the year?
Tyler Warren?
Yeah, Warren.
Or Judkins.
Warren almost good.
Jackson Dart's like minus 110 to win it.
Who's the highest odds? Ibuka?
Dart minus 110.
Really?
Ibuka's plus 460.
What's Tyler Warren?
Plus 360.
So are those the top three?
No, Ibuka's like 240.
What's the top three?
Mm-hmm.
Warren's
and then
probably
Judkins four.
Okay, you gotta think though. His stats for a tight end are ridiculous, but they're not better than Ngbuka's.
Yeah, but Warren's probably a top five tight end already.
Yeah, but Warren,
for sure. The tight ends kind of suck in the NFL right now, though.
Yeah. Warren has like three touchdowns, 346 receiving yards, and Judkins has like 460 rushing yards and five touchdowns, but he's a running back, so like.
Yeah, but Ngbuka's like top five in the league in yards.
Well, yeah.
I bet he wins it, honestly.
Ibuka?
Yeah.
No, Dart will. No, but he continues to win games.
Yeah, but I don't think the Giants' record will finish that good.
If he can go like 8-9.
2-5 right now.
If he could go like 8-9 or like 7-10, I think he would still win it.
I think the Giants can.
Because they've been like 1-15. 2-.
No, I agree.
They've been terrible.
I don't know that. I mean, they choked so hard on Sunday. 19-0 going into the fourth quarter, and they lose.
Their kicker missed two field goals, though.
He's probably.
And an extra point.
He lost his job.
Yeah,
no, two extra points, I meant.
Okay. They would have won the game, by the way.
Yeah.
34-33 would have been.
Well, because the Broncos just would have went for two. It like wouldn't have been like.
Yeah, but I'm saying if they made the last one, and if that field goal would have tied it.
It would have been a little different.
Man, I believe in darts overtime. I feel like he would have won. He's better than Bo Nix. He's going to be top five in the league in about 4 years.
He was so good at Ole Miss. So next week, Colts play the Titans,
win 7-1. But then after that, it gets really interesting.
That does. That's at Pittsburgh with terrible towels.
I think that's a loss. We're bound to lose some games. I think we lose that game.
Falcons in London.
That's a win. So we're 8-2.
The Falcons are just not that good.
Okay, yeah, keep going. We're 8-2.
At Chiefs.
That's a loss, but it's a one touchdown loss.
That's like a 31-28 loss.
Yeah, I mean you're starting 7-0 there because the stripes.
Yeah. So what is that? 8-3.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
No.
Yeah.
7-3. Oh no, 8-3 because
eight and three.
Versus the Texans
to win.
Yeah,
100%. They're not very good.
At Jacksonville, that's probably a
loss. No, we're breaking the streak this year. That's a win. 10-3. Next game.
If we win at Jacksonville this year, we're winning the Super Bowl.
10-3.
Okay, well, your takes are god awful. So
yeah, I mean, same guy who picked Clemson win the Natty.
You picked Penn State and they lost to UCLA. Okay, well, UCLA's
3-0 right now.
Okay, and by the way, Penn State lasted way longer than Clemson. Clemson was trash.
UCLA's 3-0 with a new coach, but
yeah.
Nico, I think he went down. So
speaking of, that's a new topic for when we get to IU. But keep going. 10-3.
At Seattle,
loss. We're not going to be 11-3. There's no way. 10-4.
10-4. At home against the Niners.
Between those two games, I think we split. I don't know which one will be which, but 11-4.
And then at home against the Jaguars.
That's a win.
Win. And I think we lose the last game to the Texans, 12-5.
Trevor Lawrence 12-5. Not that good.
I feel like we scream 12-5. If we go 13-4, I don't even know what to say. That's unbelievable.
I mean, I think either way we're hosting a playoff game and potentially getting a bye.
I think we go, this is my prediction. I think we go 3-1 against the four games in the division left. Like between Texans and Jags. I think we go 3-1. I think we split in the NFC West games.
Mm-hmm.
So 1-1 there, and then Chiefs is a loss. Steelers is a toss up. I think we Falcons and Titans be for sure win those games. That's my prediction. 12-5. Win in the divisional. Win in the wild card.
I think we might get a divisional.
I think we might.
No, I don't think we'll be in the wild card.
How one team gets a bye?
I think we'll get the bye.
At 12-5. That's the one seed.
I think that will literally never happen.
There's only two teams with one loss this year. How would that might happen this year? No team is like a powerhouse.
No, but I'm saying if we're 12-5, I don't know.
Bucks and the Colts are like leading the league.
They're the two best teams in the league.
But I'm just saying.
And the Patriots.
And by the way, and you know we're the number one seed, and we have the third best odds still to win the conference? Somehow.
I mean, who is the best?
What, Chiefs and Bills
Chiefs
are ahead of us.
Bills?
Chiefs are ahead of us. They're 4-3.
I mean, if we beat the Chiefs,
and Josh Allen is not playing good this year.
No, but my point is, I just feel like one of those teams is going to win like 8 in a row or something, go 14-3.
Okay.
I mean, the Bills lost to Jacksonville. The Bills love to win 13 games and lose in the playoffs. That's kind of what they do.
I still think we could be the one seed, and then I think we get bye.
If we get the fact that the Bills can't even win at home this year is just unfortunate.
They're never going to win Super Bowl.
Nor will the Ravens.
Yeah, the Ravens won't. At all.
A.D. Mitchell caught a pass. Something to talk about. 7-yard reception.
I'd prefer if Doolin came back sooner than later.
That'd be awesome.
So A.D. Mitchell could go right back to the bench and hopefully get cut, maybe on the practice squad.
Maybe. Wouldn't hate it.
Get him running scout team.
If he never made those mistakes, he'd be a pretty good receiver.
Might not be with us next year.
We'd be 7-0. We would not be paying him.
We'd be 7-0.
We'd be 7-0.
If he was 7-0.
We would not be paying him next year, though.
If you could just hold on to football.
I wouldn't pay him more than $1,000.
$1,000? Does he deserve $1,000?
Not for the Colts.
No. Maybe sit in an office chair.
All right.
Maybe in Carolina.
Let's go to the next.
Okay. Who's the next topic? Pacers?
No.
IU football.
We're joined by IU football fan here, Sam Bowles. What's your take on the season so far?
It's awesome. I mean, I think we have all three levels of IU. Bowles is a big fan. I root for them when they play, but I like Notre Dame.
And Ben hates Kirk
Signet. And Ben wants IU to lose every single game they play.
I don't hate Indiana, the university. I hate Kurt Signetti as the football coach.
How can you hate him?
He's only lost two games.
Folks, just to just remind you guys what he's saying, he hates the most confident, best play-calling coach in the world. He hates him.
Hate him. How did they lose UCLA this weekend?
But Marcus Freeman's not worried about his team. Marcus Freeman's worried about his hairline, so he puts on a hat when
it
rains.
I'm not going to lie. That's like,
so it doesn't get washed off.
I'm not going to lie. Like, I love him, but that hairline, I don't like it. It looks like he paints it on.
He does. Why do you think he put a hat on when it was raining?
I did notice that.
Look, I'm not worried about his hairline. I'm worried about his defense.
Well, he's worried about his hairline.
Hey, defense.
He's worried about his hairline.
It's better.
It's not better. His defense.
Okay, well, we're supposed to be talking about IU football right now, and not Marcus Freeman's hairline.
That's right. Anyways, IU football is probably going to go 12-0.
Okay.
I feel like they'll lose to Penn State still.
No way.
Penn State new coach.
I think it's a higher chance of losing to UCLA than Penn State.
Yeah, but there's so many NFL
UCLA
people.
This is kind of a trap game, by the way.
No, it's not.
I think it is. I think the Bruins are live, bro.
I'm not saying they're going to win. They're not
going to. IU will tear apart their defense.
But I'm just saying, like, I don't know.
I think in the fourth quarter, IU fans will be nervous.
No.
Second quarter. It'll be like 7-3, and then the win.
Michigan State game was like 10-7.
That's what
Michigan State.
And UCLA won by 30 against Michigan State.
I'm 21. I do remember it was 34-13.
Okay.
Thank you.
Is there that much of a difference between a 3
and 4? Wait. Wasn't the IU score 34-11?
For what, Michigan State?
Yeah.
It was
35-13.
13.
So
it's the exact same.
Yeah. So that statement did not play a role.
Yep. There you go. You're good, Ben. All good, man.
I don't think UCLA is going to win, but I think they're going to cover 24.
Okay, they beat
easy.
Penn State, but so
no,
be
I
it.
Agree.
Penn State just lost
cover,
to Iowa.
I think they're going
to
cover 24.
UCLA, Nico, he's a good player.
He's hurt.
Good player.
Or he was hurt. He got hurt last week.
Good player, good program, good families.
I thought I saw he got, like, carried off, but...
Man, I just love seeing interns come in there and win three in a row. Man, you got to just love it for the
Jerry kids. Neuheisel, offensive coordinator.
He'll get a good job somewhere. The encyclopedia Ben, of course, knows his name.
Yeah.
No one knows who Jerry Neuheisel is.
Neuheisel. I could see him getting a job in the offense.
Oh, he was injured for the whole game.
At Florida or something, you think?
Is that not Florida, but like Virginia Tech.
How do you even know they need a coach?
Because they fired them after he lost to Old Dominion by 48 at home.
Syracuse's coach might go to Penn State.
Yeah, I could see
Penn State did try to get, they thought they were going to get Cignetti, so IU says we're going to give him $500,000 million per year.
Cignetti was not leaving.
Cignetti?
Like, at all.
He's going to be a coach there till we're about 60.
Okay. Till 2035, I think, was when his contract
He's already like 65, 60.
He's going to retire
with IU. Yeah, he's, I don't think he'll leave. The only place I could, like, if Florida asked him, but I don't think he'd leave for Florida.
He just got, you know how much money he just got? He's not going to get better than that. And Florida,
$11.6 million a year to coach Indiana University.
And Florida's
no pressure.
Would we have ever thought that 5 years?
And Florida's a 6-6 program.
Yeah, but it is like Florida.
But like at this point, IU's way better of a program.
Florida has too many 5 stars for him.
Ben, are you stuck in 2008?
I'm just, if Florida's like when they're good, they're like probably a top 3 job in the SEC.
Correct. Keyword win.
Haven't won in a minute.
By the way, their quarterback Lagway is about to transfer because Napier's fired. He's gonna transfer. 100%.
Napier was horrible though.
But I'm just saying, like,
the program, he's not horrible.
Their program's falling apart. He's gonna transfer. He's out of there.
He wasn't even that bad. Like, you win a game.
Lagway's good.
No,
I'm saying Napier isn't that bad. Their schedule's unbelievable.
Well, also, like, they win a game. It doesn't matter how you win it. I don't think.
What is the record? They're 3-4.
Yeah, 3-4.
That's not that bad.
But who are their losses?
All good teams.
Yeah.
Except USF. USF at home is bad, but
all their losses are ranked teams, is what I'm saying.
No. Yeah.
But they kind of got belted by.
They're like LSU, though. No discipline.
None. LSU beat them 20-10, and Lagway threw 5 picks.
LSU's not good either. That's also what I thought, though. If you're throwing 5 picks and only losing by 10, that's kind of unreal.
No, because Florida's defense is actually, like, ranked good. Their offense is just... Man, it's terrible. Well, okay.
We're talking about Florida now. I don't know how.
So I think we're going to go back to IU football.
It's real.
This is their schedule.
Back into IU football here.
Saturday?
7-0?
Right. Yeah, 7-0. I mean.
No, 9-0, 10-0, 11-0, 12-0. There you go.
I'm going to say I like to make fun of IU because their non-conference is literally against Cathedral High School.
We've already talked about
it. Just beat Oregon and on the road by 10 points.
I mean, I was going to lose. Let me finish. They did beat Illinois by 53.
Correct. That's
pretty impressive, but I thought maybe Illinois was a little overrated, but still a good win. And then they beat Oregon at Oregon, so I respect them now. It's a good win.
Good boy. Also, though, like their non-conference was scheduled 3 years ago. We didn't even know we would have 2 wins a year
until then.
Let's be honest.
So
let's be
honest. We can't switch that.
I do remember when IU went to overtime with Akron.
I mean, go to overtime with Michael Penix at Penn State, and that was the last good win I remember.
I mean, let's be honest. When they scheduled those non-cons, let's be honest, they probably thought those were the only games they were going to win all year.
Yeah.
They were
going to
go 3.
No, they were going to win the first 4.
That's literally what Purdue is now. That's why they scheduled Ball State, because it's the only games they can win.
Ball State
just
Southern
lost.
Illinois.
They just lost to, who did they just lose to?
Northwestern 19-0.
Yeah, like what?
And that's like one of the worst Big Ten football teams.
Northwestern's actually 5-2 this year.
Yeah, because who was in that? They played IU's non-conference too, probably.
Yeah, that's fair. They were
and then they played IU.
Yeah. No, they haven't played IU yet. They don't play IU this year.
Oh, damn, they got bailed out.
Yeah. That'd be belt five ever
since. Listen, IU's tournament doesn't have to play IU either.
I wish they did just to IU's, see Michigan get
so let's man. See. Let's see. IU and Ohio State are both going to be 12-0. They're going to play each other in the Big Ten Championship. The winner of that game is going to be the one seed in the playoffs.
I think they're both going to get it. IU's going to get a bye.
But
I'm
saying is if IU loses to Ohio State in the Big Ten Championship, they're still going to be 2 or 3.
That's what I'm saying. They're going to get a bye. They're going
to be 2. Because they're both going to have one loss. Just,
well, unless A&M stays undefeated.
Yeah, if A&M goes undefeated or one loss and wins the SEC championship.
Who's 4 right now?
They won't win the SEC Bama? Championship. I don't.
Yeah, that's what I mean. Okay, like if Bama wins out,
I think it's Big Ten winner is the 1 seed. SEC winner's the.
I agree. I use the 3.
2 seed. I use the 3.
And then other SEC between A&M, Bama, or Georgia's the 4. And then the next one's 5. That's what my take. And then I'd say Oregon probably will be 6 because they're going to win out. Notre Dame could be in there.
Who does Oregon play?
Nobody. They play USC, I think, is their hardest game left.
Yeah, they're going to finish 11-1.
They'll beat USC.
Yeah. Oregon's good, though. Like,
I mean, they're good. IU's just like
Like, I really bad.
I use discipline, like, too.
Yeah. Discipline. Oregon's a little undisciplined. Oh, Dante Moore is, I mean, he's good. He just made a lot of undisciplined mistakes.
So, let's see. If IU was the three, they would end up playing the winner of the 6-11 game?
I think so.
Yeah, which would probably, if I had to guess, would be like Georgia and
Notre Dame. Yeah.
Man, a Notre Dame IU part two. Wow.
And a bowl game, too. That'd be fun to watch.
Wow.
It'd be like in the Fiesta Bowl.
Except you can't throw picks.
Except I hate to say it, IU's actually better than them this year by a little bit, probably.
Probably.
You can't throw a pick on your final drive to tie the game, Dante Moore.
Yeah,
it's undisciplined.
That is undisciplined football.
All you got to throw is three checkdowns for a first down.
Yeah, but nope, you got undisciplined. You got greedy.
Yeah.
I mean, IU's going to win. And you think Penn State will win. Other than that, IU's going to win their last four games by 25-plus at Maryland.
They're going to be number two in the country going into – Unless Ohio State loses,
we don't play Rutgers, right? Because we literally just have field days against them.
Like versus Wisconsin. Wisconsin just got beat 38-0, I believe.
They're 2-5.
It was to Ohio State, but
34-0.
They're terrible.
Yeah, they're not very good. They're 2-5. Yeah.
And then at Purdue.
End the year off.
That's stop. I forgot. I always forget the Big Ten Championship's here, and it's going to be Ohio State IU most likely.
Yeah,
12-0 versus 12-0.
Those tickets are going to be through the roof.
Yeah, but there's so many bandwagon Ohio State
and
fans.
And Chad's going to buy us tickets. Thanks, Chad.
Probably not, but we'll see.
Looking at time here, we're probably going to have to move on to the Pacers.
Yep.
Or Notre Dame. I don't care which one.
I think I'd rather talk about the Indiana Pacers.
So he doesn't like to fight in Irish anymore.
So, by the way, Paris Auburn, future of the league. That's one leg. Just wanted to remind everyone.
Well, when is Jason Tatum going to be back? Because his injury was, what, a month?
His is worse than Howard's.
No.
He ruptured his.
Yeah, he ruptured.
He's already running now. Jogging.
Because he's like psycho. He thinks he's Kobe.
Yeah.
He won't play this year.
No.
Unless they go deep in the playoffs and maybe he...
But that'd be dumb to play him. That's stupid.
Yeah.
Not really, because the only reason they keep him out that long, though, is because they're making sure it's fully healed.
No, but if he comes back, if either him or...
Can you even re-tear your Achilles?
Yeah. Yeah.
Him, and if you re-tear your Achilles, hang him up.
Yeah.
And if him or Haliburton go win a game this season, both those franchises are stupid. Actually, Kevin Pritchard already said Haliburton's not playing. Which is smart because we have 15 years out of him. We're going to win 15 finals.
Well, we also need to get a center by the time he's back.
Jay Huff. Okay. James Wiseman, man.
Who is going to start?
Jay Huff. 100%.
Yeah, Isaiah Jackson's barely even playing, I've heard.
He's damn near power forward, too. But.
Yeah.
Wiseman is going to play more than Isaiah Jackson.
Well, yeah, because James Wiseman plays
towards
Achilles.
No.
He's on the Cavs.
I
never even liked him. He tried to take it coast to coast for a buzzer beater to win the game.
Of course he did.
I love Thomas Bryant.
I thought he was the hero.
But he thought he was so much better than what he was.
He was not it.
Let's be honest.
If Tony Bradley was playing better than you, you got to go.
Yeah, but he did cast that three in the game six of the Eastern Conference Finals. He had 11 points in game six of the Eastern Conference Finals.
Okay.
Of course, double-digit score.
Of course he knows that.
How many points did Kyrie Irving have his third game at Duke?
You probably know that. I was barely alive. 2012, I was five.
Take a gander.
How did it a year? I mean, that's a guess. I don't know.
No, it's not.
Kyrie's third year at Duke.
Okay,
Third game, so freshman year.
Think we're getting a little off topic.
Okay, yeah.
Well.
Miles Turner, didn't want him.
I think we'll be better without Miles Turner because...
How many wins do you think the Pacers get this year? I'm saying 47.
2010 was the year.
Okay, your tears off. It's not bad.
But...
I'm saying 47.
You think the Pacers win 47 games this year?
Yeah. Dude, we still have a good roster.
I think we win 45, 44.
That's two games off, and you act like I'm crazy.
But think about how good next year Nembhard will be from, like, playing start.
Nembhard and Mathurin both are going to be...
Mathurin in that team. Preseason game went crazy.
Yeah, Mathurin might be off the team.
We didn't extend him.
Why would we not re-sign Mathurin or do something with him?
We'll either trade him or extend him.
Because Naismith, Mathurin, and Nembhard all play the same position, almost just Naismith's defense.
Naismith does not play
the
same position as them at all, literally at all. He's so much different.
Yeah, they all can play the wing or the point. How is that different?
Naismith cannot play the point. Cannot.
He could. Nembhard can't play the wing.
Nembhard can't play the wing. He's our
fourth. He plays it when Halliburton's here.
He plays the two. That's
not the wing. That's a guard.
Not the wing.
Pretty much. Guard. But where does he play on the court? On the wing.
No, but my point is.
But like Neesmith plays that position.
Neesmith's a way different player. He's for defense and hitting 100,000 threes in game one.
Yeah. I
mean, from the corner. From the corner.
From the corner.
Without dribbling.
From the corner. Clay Thompson shoots. It's literally automatic.
Basically Clay Thompson.
Yeah. Quite literally.
Is he a better shooter than Prime Clay?
Maybe. Maybe.
No, I don't even think
that. No. Come on.
I mean, I don't know. Did we watch game one? Josh Hart fell over trying to go.
He was 8 for 9. Correct.
Aaron Neesmith.
No, but yeah, I think
31 points.
I think Pacers win 40. I think they go 47 and 35, maybe 46 and 36. I think they lose in the first round of the playoffs because I don't think we have the star power.
I don't think we'll make the playoffs.
Come on. I think we'll
make
the playoffs.
The East is not good at all. I saw ESPN doesn't usually
like
And they play against to get the 4 seed.
Peters got a lot of work in Atlanta after I saw that preseason game.
I got work to do.
No, okay, so one's going to be, I think Knicks will win the East.
I think it's Knicks 1, Cavs 2.
Magic 3. Hawks 4.
No, what? Not what?
How good are the Cavs, though?
They're good.
I mean, it's the same team from last year, essentially.
After those top three, I literally couldn't tell you.
Who? I mean, the Celtics are going to be good.
Celtics and Bucks will both be in.
I don't know if the Bucks will be in.
Yeah, because they have a top
five player in the world. Will hit 15 million.
Dude, they still have a top five player in the world on their team.
Yeah, but
who will the Rockets be in the top three of the West?
I think so.
Yeah,
Thunder, Nuggets, Rockets. I think two, three best teams in the West.
Yeah, Lakers maybe if Luka plays well.
No,
I mean they have Luka.
LeBron's gonna play 10 games this year. And Luka cannot carry. I'm sorry. They have zero depth on the bench.
That's true.
None.
This is like the preseason.
It's not that of the Bucks. Though. The Bucks
preseason,
sucks.
They have the Hawks winning the East. Boston, too.
They have they do not have the Hawks winning the
Who?
East. That's
Who has untrue. That? ESPN?
No, they don't. It was just this random thing. But
Hawks are not.
I think
the Hawks are a 5 seed.
Porzingis.
The Pistons might be like 5.
Oh, yeah, the Pistons are good.
Yeah.
I think we'll be the 6 seed.
What about the Bucks?
I think they're a playing team.
I mean, they're just not that good.
I think they're the 7.
Like, Giannis is good, but then, like, it's like Gary Trent Jr.
And Miles
Turner. Pelicans might be in the top 5 of the West, too.
Maybe.
Do they still have DeJounte Murray?
Yeah.
So then they sell CJ McCollum?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And Zion Williamson's going to play his 30 games a year, probably?
No, he's
kind of good.
They lost Brandon Ingram, right?
No.
Where did he have gone? Brandon Ingram in Toronto?
Yeah. They traded him for somebody. Yeah. Who'd they get?
Picks, probably.
Maybe, yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay. And, Cam Jones was probably going to play a decent amount for us.
Rested. And by the way, T.J. McConnell is hurt.
What?
Oh, yeah, T.J. McConnell.
He's out for a month.
I forgot about that. Cool. So, Nembhard's going to start at point guard, and who's the backup? Who? Quentin Jackson?
Yeah.
Johnny Furphy?
Oh, it's Quentin Jackson.
Furphy is not a point guard.
Furphy's
a guard. Yeah.
It's Quentin.
Okay. Off-ball guard.
And we just cut campaign, by the way.
I don't know why we cut campaign.
Because he's probably god awful. He was good for like 1 year.
He was decent on the Knicks last year.
On the Suns,
okay, too. No, actually, look up the Pacers roster. Who's our backup point? It's Quentin Jackson. I've taken back what I said. We're not winning 47 games. In fact, we might start 0-10.
Or Nembhard's gonna play.
I mean, Siakam can run the point.
Yeah, he kind of can.
Yeah, we don't want him to though.
Like, Obi.
Obi can also not run the point.
Man, I forgot.
Man,
I forgot we have Obi on the team.
He's so good.
It's Shep.
It's so bad.
It's been shut. Then Quentin Jackson and Ray J. Dennis.
Ray J. Dennis, a demon.
He's actually a stunner. Cam Jones probably would have played a lot of minutes.
How do we know he's not going to play still?
Taylen Peter from Arkansas.
Taylen Peter.
They usually never care about that. And like when someone gets
arrested. He actually only got arrested for reckless driving too.
That's what I mean.
And he was only going like 90.
That Georgia D lineman.
Jalen Carter
had a murder accusation and has not missed an NFL game. So I think we're fine.
Good point.
The schedule for the Pacers to start is just impossible, by the way. We start.
Yeah, we're going to start off
at home versus the Thunder.
We're going to start off bad. We were 13 and 18 to start the year last year.
And then we went to the finals. But we had Halliburton.
We went to the finals, and guess what happened, Ben? We took the best team in a long time to game 7, and then guess what happens at the end of the first quarter? Guess what happens?
After he does hit 3 threes.
Correct. Guess what happens with about 5 minutes to go? Guess what happens?
Tyrese Gillis.
Tyrese Halliburton has it on the left wing. He rips through. Top 3 player in the world guarding him, and then boom. One leg.
Yeah, I remember I watched.
And he did say, I did it.
He hit it before I did it. No, I didn't.
We were in the basement together, and I told you guys. I said his Achilles is gone, and I had we all had our hands on our head, and you would have thought someone in my family died.
I could still hear Mike Breen going, "Oh no, Halliburton looks hurt."
And of course, the Greedy Thunder did go on a fast break and score on that possession.
I believe it was supposed to do.
Okay, but hold on. 30 second timeout. 30 second timeout.
We do 3 minutes if we want to talk about Notre Dame. We don't have to.
We can talk about it later. They're on a bye week.
They're on a bye week.
It's a great team. Start with the Thunder.
Okay, probably 0-1
at home.
At home. Then we go
0-1
Saturday at Memphis. It's a good
team. That's a win.
No,
they're a good team.
They lost Desmond Bane, so they're not a
good team. No, but listen, they got
a good team.
They got Kentavious Caldwell-Pope, and he loves winning rings, so I think they're going to win the ring. They have KCP, man. Don't sleep on him.
And okay. And then on a second night of a back-to-back road trip, we're at Timberwolves against Anthony Edwards, the best American basketball player.
1-2
And then we're at Dallas with Cooper Flagg.
That's a win.
2-2
They don't have Kyrie.
They have Cooper Flagg.
In his fourth game ever, he's not going to have a
30. Doesn't matter.
He's going to have like 18 points. Bro.
And then we play the Hawks.
And Spiral Siakam.
Man, the Hawks is going to be a good test to see where we're at. Man, I hope we beat him. Shout out Houston, Woody.
Come on.
All right, we have 2 minutes to talk about the Irish. 2 minutes for the Irish here. Good football team. 5-2 disciplined football team. Good win against USC. Good football team.
Jeremiah loves the Heisman's.
Not a good defense.
It's better. It's better.
Way better last 4 years. It's improving a lot.
The offense is.
And if they can figure out the defense, they can beat anyone in the country.
No.
I think anyone could beat anyone right now, though. There's no, like, dominant team.
I agree.
Ohio State is going to win.
IU is pretty dominant, I would say.
Who wins the ACC?
Miami, probably, but they're not.
Georgia Tech.
I mean.
Come on.
No, they're undefeated and literally don't
play
anybody.
They're the highest ranked ACC team right now.
They don't play any
of the hardest games. Clemson.
They don't play Clemson or Miami.
The hardest game is Georgia. Jeez. The last game of the year.
Yeah, which doesn't count for their conference.
SEC game.
Yeah, they're gonna get built.
Yeah, they're gonna get built, but they're gonna be 11-1. So I'm saying,
Georgia Tech will be 11-1. Okay,
IU
Georgia Tech.
For reminder, Vanderbilt will probably be 10-2 or 11-1, and IU will be 12-0. Thanks, college football. Penn State, Clemson are 3-4.
Vanderbilt's never been a good football team.
Good, dude. Pavi's a good partner.
Diego Pavi's a good player. Great family.
Great family, great kids, great team, great program.
Clark Lee came from Notre Dame. Man, he's a great man, great coach, great parents, great family, everything you can say. He's just a good guy.
Tyre Salburn, great family. Not great Achilles. Great kids, though. Great wife, great family, great kids. Great program. Pacers basketball, great program. Great program.
Pacers, probably top four culture in the league.
I think
great culture on that team.
As we wrap up our podcast here, just want to make sure everyone knows between the Colts, Notre Dame, and IU, they're 18-3.
Okay.
Indiana sports, man, they're up, man.
And I couldn't tell you the last time.
Made it to the semifinals.
Pacers, game 7. We don't talk about that again.
But they did go to the finals. And I think they're going to win the championship in 2026-2027 season.
I agree. So, wait. I mean, is there any other Indiana teams we're missing?
IU
basketball? We're waiting on that.
Purdue basketball's going to be good.
Yeah, they just went to the Final Four.
Okay.
2 years ago. That's going to do it for episode 1 of the Hard Count podcast. I am Russ Ward.
I'm Ben Kaufman.
I'm Sam Bulls. Special guest.
Thank you for joining us. That's going to do it.